Father, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for this morning. Be magnified in the name of Jesus. What an honor to be about your word. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that the next few moments are moments of life, light, and lift. In Jesus' beautiful name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. It's a new week, and it's important that we get some things right at the beginning. Understand very importantly that when your definition is wrong, your pursuit will be wrong. So in the conversation of focus and the fight against distractions, you must be able to define what a distraction is. The Bible says in the story of Mary, Martha, and Jesus in their house that Martha was busy serving Jesus the food necessary, that he wanted to eat or that he was going to eat. But Mary just sat with him in his presence, and it seemed that Mary was nonchalant about what was going on. She didn't care. You know, Martha got into offense and said to Jesus, "Do you not even care that my sister has left me alone to do all the serving? Aren't you even sensitive enough to see that I need help?" And then Jesus' answer is more painful. You know, he says, Martha, you are bothered and encumbered, the old King James says, you know. But another translation says, you are distracted with much serving. But Mary has chosen the best thing, which will not be taken away from her. So you are now interested in what was Mary's choice. Mary's choice was to sit with Jesus and just stay in that place and hear the word of God. And here we are giving a very good definition of a distraction. Listen to me. What you prioritize is a statement of what you truly value. Whatever comes first is what you think is most important. And is it bad to cook and give Jesus food? Apparently, no. It was a good idea. What Martha was doing was commendable. So that means there will be legitimate and illegitimate reasons for you to be distracted. But guess what a distraction is? A distraction is anything that competes with you for your time in the presence of God. It's a distraction. Anything that seeks to be more important than God in your life has become a distraction, and you must fight it. You must fight it. Anything that makes it hard for you to be in the presence of God is an enemy of good success. Anything. So understand that a distraction, it may be very, very legitimate. A new job. I have to leave to a new city. For example, I heard Kenneth Hagin say it. I've heard my pastor repeat it over the years again and again and again, that you don't choose a job simply because it pays more. You should be concerned if it allows you to do the will of God. You must be concerned. One of the things that will help you to fight distractions and help you to keep a focus is to value the presence of God. You see, you have to be like the deer. The Bible says, as the deer pants for the waters, so my soul longs after you. The question is, how hungry is my soul for the presence of God? How much do I value this thing that I am pursuing? My pursuit is a revelation of my value system. How much do I want it? If it becomes a do or die thing, then success must come. It becomes impossible to fail when success becomes a do or die affair for you. Pursue it. Leave the distraction. Listen to me. That thing that you should seek was designed to seek you. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first. It doesn't even say seek you, seek ye only. It says seek ye first. That means there will be time to seek other things, and you'll be able to seek them very well. God's help is available to you this week. I trust that bless you. Shego Ademede, and I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.